I was diagnosed on a Friday. The hushed hymn of the sea called just outside the window of our vacation rental. On the windy beach below, my husband and daughter chased each other up and down the sand without me. But I'd been waiting months for this appointment, and I couldn't wait a second longer. I needed to know. With my laptop balanced on the nubby duvet, I settled onto the thin mattress. My teeth chattered, not from the cold of the blustery Oregon coast, but from nerves. While I knew it was coming, I also knew the moment Dr. Marsh said the word autism, everything would change. The puzzle pieces of my life rearranging themselves into a picture entirely different from the one promised on the box. "There," she'd say. "There you are." Why do we so desperately want to label ourselves? All those quirks and habits and idiosyncrasies wrapped in a neat little bow. To be human is so complex. How could we hope to capture it all in a single word? And yet, millions of personality tests float around the internet, promising to define us in a dog breed, a Beatles song, or a Disney character reimagined as a piece of cheese. We take them over and over, desperate to see ourselves reflected somewhere other than the isolation of our minds. I'm a Shiba Inu. Penny Lane, a triple creme brie Ariel. I've been 1,000 people. An adventurous world traveler, an ambitious tech employee, a gregarious roommate. None of them were really me. Underneath the masks lived an overwhelmed, twitchy little girl who, from her very first memory, was told the way she showed up in the world was wrong. And so, she hid.